turning astray of the path that was left long ago. All we leave behind, time after time, is a legacy with nothing to show. Now our country is lost, and it's not without cost, for there's many who struggle every day. And I think that it's time we start crying for our nation and bow our heads and pray. If today you lost your life, what would you leave behind? What would the ones around you see? What happened in the dash between your birth and death? What will you do to change your legacy?
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Legacy Podcast. This is episode number 214, and this is actually going to be a special one because I have, rather than a message that I've preached recently, which is what most of these have been, this is actually going to be on marriage. And of course, with the Legacy Podcast, one of the things I intend to do is try to encourage you to have a strong marriage and to build a legacy of a strong family bonding in that way. And so with this, you should be able to receive that. What I have is I have a couple of teasers for some books that I now have available. I've had some PDF versions of this available for a while, but I finally have gone on and gotten them Kindle formatted, and now they are available in the Amazon store for download, for purchase, and you can get each one of them for $4.99. The first one is actually Love Your Husband from A to Z, and the second one is Love Your Wife from A to Z. And they are 26-day devotionals designed to help enhance one's marriage. Each of the 26 actions corresponds to a letter in the alphabet. And with them, of course, you can go through them on a 26-day basis or a 26-week basis and focus on each of these actions each day. The husband and the wife, respectively. And so to kind of give you a warm-up for that and to let you know the kind of material that is in there, I am going to read a couple of excerpts from it. And the first one that I will be reading is actually the A for the husband's loving your wife action. And this is what it says. The A stands for admire her. One of the most important things that a husband can do for his wife is to admire her. The New Oxford American Dictionary defines admire to regard an object, quality, or person with respect or warm approval. In this case, it would be the quality in a person. Notice that this is an act of the mind, regard. Often I know that it's easy to find fault with your wife, but to really love her, you must find what is admirable about her. A wife can never hear enough that she is beautiful. Say it over and over and mean it. So here are some helpful tips, and each one of the action steps, just like with this one, there are going to be some helpful tips that you can take, and then some scripture that is designed to be used for memory or for meditation that is to help you get into the Word of God to reinforce what these principles are. And so under admire her, here is the helpful tip. To make a list of all the qualities that you admire in your wife, consider what others may say are good qualities in her. So sometimes we get blinded, we get used to, we get comfortable with our wives, and we forget the benefits that they have. And so here what we have is we have the wives being able to benefit from the admiration that we give them. So consider what others say are good qualities to add to your list, and then consider how you're going to plan to tell her how you admire her in these areas, whether it be writing a letter, writing a poem, talking to her face to face about it. There's lots of different ways, and you can brainstorm on some ways you can do it. And of course, if you do this regularly, you might want to change it up a little bit so it doesn't become ordinary. And then the scripture for memorization reflection is Song of Solomon chapter 4, verses 1 through 5, and then 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. So that kind of gives you an idea. The A is for admire her. And then the second one for the husband is B, and B stands for bless her. And these are similar, and yet you can see that there is a distinction there. One definition for bless is to express or feel gratitude to thank. how easy it is to take your wife for granted. She no doubt does many things each day for which she doesn't get much thanks. Bless her by expressing thanks to her. And so what are some helpful tips? Well, first of all, write her a thank you card. Watch for opportunities throughout the day and give her the thanks that she so much deserves and so very infrequently gets. And so you want to bless her. The scripture for memorization reflection is Proverbs chapter 31, verse 28, and then 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, and Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16. So those are the A and the B for how to love your wife from A to Z. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to give a couple for from the wife's perspective. So these would be found in How to Love Your Husband from A to Z. And the first one is cheerlead him. Of course, that is the C. Everyone wants someone or a group of people to cheer them on. Sports teams have cheerleaders to incite fans to cheer them on. Your husband needs a wife who can cheer him on and encourage others to do the same. There are several traits of a cheerleader that should be considered. First, a cheerleader is always positive. A quarterback could be sacked behind the line of scrimmage for negative yards, but you never hear the cheerleader say anything like, "Well, that was pathetic. You're not very athletic. We're going to lose." The team could be behind 50 points, but the cheerleaders are always positive, continuing to rally the fans, to rally around the team. Husbands need someone like that who will, no matter whether things are good or bad, still be cheerleading him on. Second, cheerleaders are very energetic. Their energy carries over to the players for whom they are cheering. When a team gets tired, it seems they can draw on the energy of the fans and the cheerleaders. Husbands need a wife who adds energy to their relationship. Remember, they must be sincere to have its best effect. So that's the C, and the helpful tips for that, for cheerleading on your husband, is to decide to only state positive things to him. Tell him over and over in many ways you can do it. Ask God to give you the energy you need to cheer him on. And if you have kids, lead your kids to cheer him on. If you know your husband has had a particularly hard day, dress for the occasion, greet him at the door with cheerleader's response. The scripture for memorization reflection is Proverbs chapter 15, verse 13 and 15, and chapter 17, verse 22, and then finally Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. So that is the C. The D for the how to love your husband from A to Z. The D stands for desire him physically. What a compliment and expression of love it is when a wife desires her husband physically. It makes him feel like a man. If you have little or no desire for your husband, you need to find out why. Is it a physical, mental, emotional? Go to the doctor and see if it might be hormone related or some other physical issue. Often it's not physical though, and it is an issue of the mind. If a wife can learn to discipline her mind to get in the mood, it is a huge asset. Often this requires shutting down all the thoughts that prevent the right mind so that you can focus on amorous things. Your husband will love you for it. So here are some helpful tips. Regularly and mentally note all the things that attract you to your husband initially and think about those things regularly. Review in your mind the times you have been turned on by your husband. Fantasize, daydream about your husband and the things that go along with that. And then scripture for memorization reflection is the Song of Solomon chapter 3, verse 1 and chapter 5, verse 2 through 5. So those are just some teasers to let you know the kind of things that are in the two books or two booklets, How to Love Your Husband from A to Z and How to Love Your Wife from A to Z. You can find them in the Amazon store. You can also find a link of them in the show notes, and you can find a link of them in the resource page legacypodcast.com. Hope you check it out. If you want to just get without having the extra tips, if you just want to get a list of the A through Z, if you will email me and you will put a note in the show notes, or if you put a comment into the iTunes, I will send that out to you free of charge. And so let me know when you do that, and I will make sure I get that to you. It won't have the extra material and explanations and all that. It'll just have a list of the actions from A to Z. And hope that helps you out and gives you something to ponder and to consider. And hope you check out the books. With that, this has been Steve Donahue with the Legacy Podcast, helping you build a multi-generational legacy of abundance.
If today you lost your life, what would you leave behind? What would the ones around you see? What happened in the dash between your birth and death? What will you do to change your legacy? But just like the plant that withers away, we will leave many seeds behind. If today you lost your life, what would you leave behind? What would the ones around you see? What happened in the dash between your birth and death? What will you do to change your legacy? What will you do to change your